This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Catch up with our guy, Kedrick Golston, who was the longtime, at one point, most tenured player in D.C. Defensive tackle, spent a decade with the then Redskins. Ked, it is good to catch up, my guy. How are you?
I'm well, Grant. And yourself?
Doing very well. Appreciate you joining
Always
us
Always good, buddy.
On G&D, so why don't
Danny,
we?
Danny, you're there. I didn't know if you were here today.
Oh, that's a good bit. I am. I'm here. First of all, you can hear him laughing. He knows. Yeah. But no, you've seen it, Ked. No breaking news happened today, so it means I'm in.
Yeah, that's true. Well, it's good to talk to you on Hip Drop Tackle Day.
Day.
It's Hip Drop Tackles Gone Day. Day. What do you think, man? Getting rid of the hip drop tackle. Actually, you're allowed the hip drop tackle. You just can't swivel.
You can't swivel.
Hip drop tackle. What are they going to be able to officiate this?
It's funny because I feel like this is a tackling technique that they have been promoting for years in terms of like the rugby style, like hip drop rolls type tackle. So it's almost one of those things like unintended consequences of something that they have been promoting. My only issue with it is that when they put a rule like this in place, like how does it play out in the actual game? So if you're chasing a ball carrier from behind, how then do you get them on the ground with two grown men running full speed and stop yourself from rolling or turning, so on and so forth? So it's just one of those things where obviously – we want to make the game as safe as possible, but at the end of the day, you cannot legislate injuries out of the game because then it, in turn, affects the product that we enjoy watching, if that makes sense.
What's that balancing act for you guys as players, Ked? Because as you talked about, everyone would love safety, but you also can't bubble wrap everybody. Where does that balance go for you that, you know, laced up and played for so many years?
Well, I think, you know, for me, I think if we're going to talk about player safety, then we should eliminate all cut blocks in the line of scrimmage. I think we should start there. I think as a former defensive lineman, I'm selfish to say that if I'm going full speed and I know there's no more high-low blocks, so on and so forth, but we should be able to play from the waist up because we protect quarterbacks, we protect defenseless receivers. But if I'm getting a cut block from an offensive lineman that I'm not lined up on or my attention is not focusing on, that puts me at danger. But at the same token, I feel like versus trying to regulate what we can't do, we should spend more time really focusing on how to tackle. And that sounds kind of crazy when we're talking about professional sports, but we also have to realize that the people in the NFL today have never done a two-a-day practice, have always been under the guidelines of kind of player safety and limited amount of contact. And I agree with all of that. But at the same token, in order to do something safely, you need to know how to do it correctly. And I think if we learn how to tackle correctly, it will eliminate some of the kind of unintended consequences of the hip drop tackle and the horse collar tackle, because in essence, in my mind, all these kind of freak injuries where people are getting rolled up from the back of the legs from tackling, so on and so forth, come from defenders being out of position and not knowing how to properly tackle because of not getting those reps in practice due for not having enough time or, you know, contact regulations in the CBA, so on and so forth. So I think if we spent more time trying to teach them how to tackle safely, we would eliminate some of these injuries that are happening from people rolling up on the back of players' legs.
Kedger Golston on Grant and Danny. Do you know when you're doing it, if you're a defensive player, that you're doing a hip drop tackle? In other words, are you opting into that, and is there a way you could stop yourself and get a guy to the ground otherwise, to the point you made earlier about how am I tackling this person? Like, the game is so fast, it's so violent. Are you actively going, okay, I shouldn't do that, I should do this? Is that even possible?
I think, obviously, you know, we've kind of seen from, you know, player safety where, you know, in the early 2000s, safeties would launch themselves up at defenseless receivers' heads. We've seen of defensive linemen breaking free and just diving at quarterbacks' knees. And so the adjustment will get made, but then to what effect on the product that we love, right? So I think about years ago, Vince Young and O.C. Yeminure, where he had him wrapped up, and 9 times out of 10, the officials would have blew it dead, but they didn't blow it dead. Vince Young scrambled out and scored a touchdown. And so I don't really think it's an even playing field, because it just continuing to put more and more rules on what defenders can't do. And at the end of the day, this isn't the WWE, right? Like, we're not scripting this in the back saying, hey, I'm going to attack you like this on 3rd and 8, and you're going to get 9 yards, right, and then I'm going to stop you on 4th and 1. Like, these are world-class athletes making decisions in milliseconds. And to that point, now as a defender, do I put my body in a bad position trying to protect the offensive player or the ball carrier's position? So it's just one of those things that sometimes you make a rule just to make a rule, and you realize that, is it really going to help players, or is it going to cause defenders to, you know, essentially playing with like one arm tied behind their back? Because it's just with the skill that's in this league, and, you know, Tyreek Hill, the elite receivers and running backs, like, it's hard enough to get these guys on the ground when everything's working perfectly. But to say I can't try to stop his forward momentum, then he's just going to continue to get more yards. If I'm trying to, as he's running full speed forward, I'm running full speed forward, we're just going to keep running forward when the object from a defensive standpoint is to stop yardage. So it's just one of those things where I understand the intent behind the rule. I just think, why continue to tweak on something when you cannot prevent injuries, right? So, like, I feel like the more they take away one thing, then the injuries are just going to pile up on something else, you know, if that makes sense.
No, it does. So, Ken, I wonder, just by point of comparison, because they keep comparing this to the horse collar tackle. That, to me, seemed, and what do I know? I'm just a pudgy dude that likes watching you guys on TV. But that seemed to me to be a much easier one to legislate, enforce, and figure out from a defender's perspective versus this one. What was the adjustment like for that penalty? Because that happened during your career, I believe, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that one kind of made sense because you were actually, like, sticking your hand into the back of the shoulder pads and pulling a ball carrier down. So that was kind of cut and dry, right? Like, you could pull on the jersey, you just couldn't lock your hand inside the shoulder pad. Whereas this is, well, I can drop my hip, but I can't roll. Well, what if, I think there's something called, and Danny, you went to some of those smart schools, inertia. Like, what does that look like?
Good use of inertia, Ken, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, how does that work when we're both out of control? Or, you know what? What if the offensive player rolls on top of me? Is it considered a roll then? So, in a sport where we want to take the officials out of it to making, like, game-changing type calls, like, and don't get it twisted. Offensive coordinators are smart to say, hey, if you get in the open field and you're starting to get tackled, just try to get a couple rolls in and see if we can get a personal foul called. And they do that. It's no different than when the offense hasn't moved the ball all day. They chuck it deep and hope they can get a pass interference call.
Ked, we only got about a minute, but I'm just curious. I know you watch a lot of college football. Do you have a strong take on quarterback at number two, whether it's Jaden Daniels, Drake May, or now J.J. McCarthy's entering the chat?
Well, I just remember kind of the first play of the Rose Bowl when J.J. McCarthy threw a pick to – it was like he was throwing it to the cornerback for Bama. And so, I mean, I know that's a small sample size, so I kind of – my thing is right, like I don't want to hold it against him that he played for a physically dominating team in Michigan that could run the ball on anybody. But at the same token, Harbaugh was a quarterback guy, right? So this is a guy that coached Andrew Luck. So I feel like if this guy was that guy, he would have allowed him to be that guy in college, right? You don't have that type of quarterback on the sideline and not essentially let him show his talent. So for me, you know, I'm glad I'm not making that decision, but whoever they pick, they need to have a plan and understand what these guys are elite at and what they're not at, and you need to build a system around them to be successful. Because no matter who you are, I don't care where you get drafted at, young quarterbacks need a good running game and great defense, and you need to allow them to become the franchise guys that you hope they can be, but don't put the whole franchise on their back as a young quarterback.
Always good to catch up with you, buddy. Appreciate the time, man. Thank you.
All right, fellas. Have a good one.
See you, Ked.
Our guy, Kedrick Golston, on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.